Hi, welcome to Info Dumpies. My name's Brianne. I'm autistic. I have ADHD. My pronouns are she, her, and my butthole has the normal amount of teeth.
Hi, I'm Violet. My pronouns are she, her. I have ADHD. And unrelated to anything we'll be talking about today, I am known to be a very harsh judge of theses.
Not feces, right?
Yeah, not poop. Like a thesis for like when you go to school for a bunch of stuff.
So our guest today is Max.
Yeah.
Max is autistic. His pronouns are he, him. And we're going to be giving him a grade in dentist today. He's going to be getting a grade in dentist from us.
Yay.
I'm just a little bit closer to getting my degree. Last time I said I was a year off, but I still have some clinic duty to do. But like classes wise, I'm good. So I'm here to prove myself that I know my stuff.
Yes, and for those of you, I don't know what we call Info Dumpies fans, dump heads.
Oh, no.
I don't know. For those of you long time dumpers, long-time dumpers, yeah. For you long-time dumpers, you may recognize Max from an episode that he recorded with us exactly a year ago today, which was not planned, but very cool. So today, Max is going to be sharing his thesis for finishing dental school.
Yeah, last time I was here, I think I mentioned briefly the topic I'm going to talk about. Either it's a really good episode to check because we talk a lot about Egypt in it. Anyway, part of the reason I was really excited to come here is because I realized that a thesis is kind of an academic info dump, if you think
100%.
About it. 100%. It literally is just...
yeah, very well organized. Unfortunately, it is the type of environment where they make you defend your info dump, but it is a very well organized, almost combative info dump.
Yeah, info dump versus. While my topic can be a little bit information heavy, I made sure to present it. I'm going to make sure to present it in a way that is more understandable, but like if there are any questions during it, feel free to ask. So let's start by the title. Tooth germ transplant as an alternative for early loss of the first permanent molars. The title by itself is a lot, but it had to be a lot because...
Yeah, it had to be descriptive, but I'm going to see if I'm fully grasping. So you're saying when someone is young enough and has lost a molar, you are suggesting rather than like a prosthetic, you get a tooth germ, which is the little root of what a tooth grows from, implant versus implanting a prosthetic at a younger age. Yes?
Yeah, implanting a prosthetic or an implant.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
So let's start first things first, the basic topics of it. First of all, what is a germ? Brianne already described it pretty well, actually. A lot of people that I, like, all of my friends that I tried to introduce this topic to were like, what the hell, what are you talking about germs? Like, it's the word they chose. I didn't choose it.
It's like, it makes me think of seeds, which germinate.
Yeah,
that like
is
a tooth
the
seed.
Word that is referring to, but
yeah,
most people
like
think of
seed.
Just... Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's... a tooth seed. Specifically, it's an embryonic structure that originates the tooth. I see, like you said, it's a dental seed. It has inside it coded all the information for how to grow, shape, mineralize, and turn into a tooth.
Fucking wild.
Wow.
Yeah, that is actually one of the reasons why teeth technically are not mouth bones, because that's not how bones work at all.
Oh, yeah, that's
bones
true.
Have
another
way of growing, another structure, another coding. So teeth are its own type of material. Because it is an entirely different, because it is an It has an entirely different process, entirely different composition from bones. Because it's a very specialized type of structure in your body. It's specialized in the sense that it has a lot of layers to it. It has the dentin, the inside layers, it has the nerves, and it has to like be very specific about where each layer is. And for that to happen, for it to grow properly, the tooth germs are filled with stem cells. They have a lot of stem cells. That's why people, like a lot of doctors, say that, like, oh, if you have a child, keep their baby teeth, because like you can use them like in the future to extract stem cells from them.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa. So maybe that's what the Tooth Fairy is doing. Just hold on to him just in case.
Stem cell
Maybe.
research.
Oh
Stem
my
cell
God.
research.
That's what the Tooth
Or
Fairy is
she
doing.
eats them to stay young forever.
Oh
I
no. I
love
mean,
this.
baby teeth are softer, so yeah, you could probably eat some.
Oh my God.
Quick,
That's wild.
wait, quick,
Yeah.
quick, quick detour question. I know in most Latin countries, it is a mouse that takes your teeth when you lose your teeth. Is that also
I don't
true
know
in
about
Brazil?
that. I
Oh,
always
okay.
learned about the Tooth Fairy, or my dad used to say, I don't know how prevalent that is, but instead of, oh, put the teeth under the pillow, he would tell me to throw the tooth over the roof of the house and like say a little prayer. He'll tell me to say a little prayer. And I think that's a way to be like, oh, you don't need money. You got God's prayer. You
So
got a
I
little
think, okay,
blessing.
I looked it up real quick. I think this is specifically Hispanic,
Oh.
but it is El Ratoncito Perez,
Oh.
or Raton Perez. So
I
he's got a
love
last name.
that. I
Anyway,
love that his last name
continue.
is just Perez. Just like,
Yeah, Perez.
yes. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like if the Tooth Fairy's name was like Ratino
Marco.
Johnson
Yeah.
or Tooth Fairy Johnson.
Anyway, that was a quick detour. Yes. So, yeah, they're so complex, loaded with stem cells, delicious snack.
Exactly. By the way, some people like recently have been talking a lot about how there's research for tooth regrowing, where like someone could possibly like they did studies on mice where they met mice that were born without teeth, and they managed to make some of these mice actually start growing their teeth again.
Whoa.
And the way it happens is by implanting the tooth germ inside the gums, so like it starts to grow again. The only problem is that, like, because you're injecting something new, the area around it won't have the enough stem cells for making it grow properly again. But like, as the studies are showing, like, you could possibly like also implant some stem cells in there and help the process, you know?
Wow,
There's a
that's
lot there's been a
amazing.
lot of study about this. Like, I wanted to make my This is about that initially, but it's so new and so like co specifically complex that I had to do something similar, but not directly that.
And I imagine because it's so new, there was very little as far as sources you could use to, which for the info dump, you have to be well sourced.
So anyway, sorry, you're gonna say
Oh,
something?
I was just gonna say the idea of being able to plant a seed of a tooth essentially in gum and like it grows, that's wild to me. Can I ask one quick question? And I apologize if I'm skipping ahead. The seeds that they're planting, these are mice that were born without teeth. The seed, the germ, sorry, that they're planting, is that an artificial germ that is being created?
From the research that I read, they were just saying they were implanting the new germs. I assume that they were probably from other mice. Because so it is kind of a type of transplant, because it's very specified type of tissue.
Interesting.
Like I think it's very hard to reproduce.
I see.
You know?
Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah, like even in skincare stuff, the reason they usually test on actual people, even when it's difficult, is because trying to recreate human skin, as complex as it is, like teeth, with the very specific layers and very specific functions to each layers and very specific nerves and order of things, it's way too hard to make anything approximating the real thing.
Yeah, that's why I got so interested in my research is because like even if you like if you get dentures, they did some tests and that say that comparing the strength of real teeth versus the strength of dentures have almost like more than like less than half of the strength of regular
Whoa.
teeth.
Wow.
Yeah, because there's a space between the gum and the denture, so like you're losing a lot of force when you're applying there. So you know, like so it's stuff where you could actually get teeth that are natural to your body, like
And
you don't lose a lot of
stronger.
that function.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So the germ, they grow from crown to root, so crown first, and then they develop like a little tail, which is the root of the teeth. The crown is the part of the teeth that is outside. The root is the part that stays inside your bone. For a while you're developing, you just have little buds inside your
Oh,
gums and your
yeah.
bones, just floating there. And that actually helps a lot with the process that we're talking about. When your teeth are forming, they only actually start coming out, like when you're a child, they only start coming out after they have at least two-thirds of the root formed. So when like you never have like a bud of the teeth that doesn't have the crown already formed, you know. For the sake of the presentation, whenever I say permanent teeth, I'm referring to adult teeth. Permanent is how
Gotcha.
we refer to the adult teeth we have. It's not like permanent forever. It's permanent as in it's the second set of
In
teeth that you get.
intended to last
Yeah.
until you die.
Got it, got it,
Yeah.
got it.
Yeah.
And that actually brings up a good question. So when you're a child, I assume you would you because we get baby teeth and then we get adult teeth, permanent teeth, are there two sets of germs that we're born with,
Yeah,
essentially?
you
Wow.
you're born like as an embryo, you are born with a set of baby teeth germs that they grow as you're growing, and like as you like when you're 2 years old, so generally speaking, you already have all your baby teeth out, and the set of permanent teeth are already ready to grow and
Wow.
start pumping out by that age. Like they're already there. They're just gonna be growing as you age.
Wow.
Some more terms. Molars are the bigger teeth on the back of your mouth. So it goes canine, two premolars, and then the molar. People in the US usually refer to premolars as bicuspids. So there's also that, but I'm gonna be saying premolar because it's how I learned it. We usually have three molars, which is two regular molars, and the third one is the wisdom tooth. So now we can get into the article. The early loss of permanent first molars can cause several problems, such as impaired occlusion, which is the ability to fully close your mouth, chewing, speech, and even cause facial asymmetry, which is the one side of your face is not exactly the same as the other side of your face. This is due to the fact that the first molar is a guide to the rest of your teeth and where they go in your mouth. When you're losing your baby teeth, the first permanent tooth that shows up is the first molar. If you lose it in an accident, or you have too many cavities in that tooth, or any other problem that requires it to be removed, it creates what I call a vacuum in your mouth, where there's a big space where there's no teeth there, where other teeth around it are supposed to grow around it. Those teeth start to fall in that direction. So, like, it was supposed to be like an anchor, and like some teeth go on the forward of it, some teeth go on the back. But because there's that big space where you lost the tooth very early, those front teeth start coming down towards that space. So it can affect the development of your face because your tooth affects your bone and your jaw, and you know, stuff gets, it doesn't stay the same if you lose on one side. The first molar takes around 80 millimeters of space in your jaw. That means that, yeah, the teeth around there are going to gravitate and your jaw loses balance. And also, the other teeth that are under it, they can come out without harmony. So, like, some can come out tilted to one side, tilted to the other side. They don't have something to follow, you know?
You've just explained a lot of how my teeth crowding was as a kid, because
Yes.
I did not get that molar first. I was losing other ones, and then they took forever to come in while other ones came out, and
Yeah.
my teeth were so crooked I had braces for 4 whole Christian years.
Jeez. In my article, I mainly focused on Brazil, but when I research for other countries, the rate at which children lose their back teeth. It happens a lot. It happens a lot. For my study in Brazil specifically, where said that around 20% of children and teenagers is experience loss of the permanent first molar, either due to sugar-rich diets or lack of oral hygiene, lack of teaching from parents, which is a type of negligence. Either you don't teach your child about proper hygiene or like you don't know. The permanent first molar, it comes out without disrupting the baby teeth. So like usually when people say, oh, the adult teeth are falling, coming out is when the baby teeth are dropping. But you get the first smaller without any of your baby teeth dropping because it come out like right at the back of the jaw. So there's a situation I've in my article, not in my article, in my script, I've been calling it sneaky eruption because I think it's funny as hell. But
I like that.
so you get a fully adult tooth in a mouth of a child that doesn't brush, that doesn't take care of it, that's eating a lot of sugar, and that's a permanent tooth. Like a lot of parents think that, oh, it's their baby tooth, they're gonna lose those anyway, so who cares?
No.
That's a full adult. If you lose it, you're not gonna get another one. So that's because a lot of parents just they don't know. When is the actual age that children start losing their teeth or getting their new set of teeth? So I'm gonna ask, for the sake of argument, when do you think the children get their first adult tooth? When do you think that happens? At what age?
Like
If I,
six?
yeah, I was gonna say I heard of I think I heard of something called like a 6-year molar, right?
Yep,
I think
that's
six is
actually
right.
you guys are actually correct, which is funny because
thinking about my own experience, I was supposed to be getting that one at six, and my mom, before she went to medical school, was a dental hygienist,
Oh
and
yeah,
like
that does make sense.
Brought me in for x-rays because she was like, she's supposed to have this tooth by now. She does not have it. Is the tooth in there? And I have a very specific memory of my mom saying, we're just going to see it. You're supposed to have a tooth back there. We're seeing if you even got it in there. But when mine grew in, weirdly, they grew in a little late. And I still had a flap of my gums over top of it.
Oh,
Like
wow.
it
Yeah,
just,
that
the,
does happen. We
yeah,
had to do
so.
a procedure to release it.
Yep. So I had it was just this little gum flap that I'd have to like floss under and stuff. And finally, and dentists were like, just floss around it, floss around it. And finally, I had a dentist who's like, or just take it off.
Yeah, just
It's not why I was like, please, it's so hard to floss, please.
Yeah,
But
it's
anyway, yes. Yeah, so six is when you're supposed to.
that is correct. The research that I did on they did a research on Europe. I can't remember which country, but the research asked to parents. They asked around 300 parents, at which age they think that the children's adult teeth start to come out. The research showed that around 60% of parents thought that the adult teeth start to come out at 10 years
Oh,
old.
wow.
Some even say that 12 years old.
Wow, that's wild. The only reason I thought six was because I had heard that term, six-year
Yeah,
molar. And it...
I'm very surprised that you two knew this, but like
That's because our only children are dogs.
Yeah.
They
Because
ask
we're friends with
parents.
you.
They
Yeah,
ask
there's also
parents of
the.
they ask parents of human children. That's
Yeah,
the
yeah, yeah,
difference,
yeah.
I'm sure.
So, yeah, around 60% of parents think that is around 10 or 12.
Wow.
And the research also tried to ask other topics. For instance, if your child needs their tooth, like their tooth is soft or like has a lot of cavities or is hurting a lot, what do you do? A lot of parents, not 60%, around 40-ish, 30 to 40, said that they would rather remove the teeth at home than take it to the dentist because they're still thinking that the tooth that is hurting or is cavities is just a baby tooth and another one's gonna come out
Oh,
right
wow.
after. Yeah, you know, like, this is cheap as hell.
Yeah, no, that's wild to me because in my house growing up, it was if you're losing a baby tooth, it shouldn't really be hurting a whole lot, was the thought, right? It should just kind of fall out on its own. If your teeth is hurting, we went to the dentist.
Yeah,
So.
that is correct, but like a lot of parents just seem to think you're gonna get some new ones, so it's fine, you
Oh,
know.
gosh.
And yeah, and this study it was around 2014, so it's not that old,
Not
honestly.
that
Yeah,
old,
yeah.
no.
Yeah. Also, just like for the sake of questioning, because this will be kind of important later in the article, when do you think you stop? Like, when do you think all your
Oh.
teeth stop growing or stop coming out? We're gonna be kind of loose about the wisdom teeth, but like
Okay, I was gonna
just
say
regular teeth.
regular teeth, trying to think. The thing that kept me from being able to get braces when everyone else was at first was that not all of my baby teeth had come out, and they were coming out late. And I think I was 12 when I still had like four of them.
I've still got one, so I'm definitely an
It's still
outlier.
growing.
Yeah, still in there.
Still waiting.
A growing girl.
Yeah, and it definitely there's definitely a root in there,
I'm
probably.
going to say 12.
12?
12 sounds good. I was actually going to say a little bit older, like maybe 16.
16 is right on the money.
Oh,
You
wow!
stop
Cool.
all your adult teeth come out at 16. Technically, your wisdom tooth also should have come out at 16, but depends on your mouth, your jaw shape. We talked about this last
Yeah.
time.
Awesome. I win dentistry.
You win.
Yay! Some people can actually get their wisdom tooth like start to come out at like 21, 22 sometimes. Depends a lot, but like generally speaking.
That's what mine was probably gonna be like. They just were like, you're about to go to college and you're going to school in a different country. Let's pop those bitches out so you don't have to miss any of your university stuff. It's like, okay.
Yeah, I had like one or two friends in college that had wisdom tooth situations in college in the early 20s, and but other than that, it was everyone else was like, "Oh, I already got mine out." So.
Usually, if your wisdom teeth are gonna come out fine, like as part of your regular teeth, it's around 16 to 18. After that, it's very, very possible that it's gonna be impacted. So, like, you're gonna have to
Yeah.
remove it
Mine
entirely.
looked like they were coming in sideways, and I had spent 4 years and my mom had spent a lot of money on orthodontia. She's like, I'm not fucking up what you spent all of this time to have those come in crooked and start pushing the other teeth around.
Keep this conversation in mind. It's gonna be very. I have a thing to
Oh,
talk
okay.
about.
There will be a test later.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Early loss of the permanent teeth can have a lot of problems. Usually you have to go to an orthodontist. You have to get, it's recommended to get prosthetics or implants. But that here comes the problem. You can't give prosthetics or implants to children because their mouths are growing and their jaws are growing.
I didn't think of that.
Implants are fixed to the jawbone. So if your jaw starts to grow, that it's gonna try to stay there. It's a whole problem. Same with prosthetics. You could technically make prosthetics for a child, but you're gonna have to get a new
replace
one next year.
Yeah.
Like, children grow very quickly. Like you're gonna have to replace that a lot. So if a child loses their molars or any teeth early, it's very possible that they'll just have to wait until they're older, until their face starts is properly grown, to get prosthetics, to get an implant, and by that point the problems that come from losing
not have already happened.
Exactly. So how do we fix this?
I think Max has an answer.
Autogenous transplants of a permanent germ. If, let's say, there was a tooth in your mouth that was less important than your first molar, maybe even consider a useless tooth to just be pulled out and tossed. But it was similar enough to the first molar in size and shape.
I see.
If such a tooth existed and also happened to only grow when you were later in your life, in your late teens, meaning that in this early stage of your life, that tooth that grows late would still be a germ waiting to form. Wouldn't that tooth be just perfect to replace a first molar?
That would be
very
convenient.
That's so cool, is working with what you got.
Yeah.
And in the future, there's a distinct possibility they'd be paying someone to take that tooth out anyway. So,
Yeah, you're just going to throw it out in the trash? Does such a tooth exist?
In most of us, yes. In Violet, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah.
That's okay. I didn't need it.
She didn't need it. She's fine.
For those who didn't get my very subtle hints, it's your wisdom tooth. It's right there. It's waiting for you.
Yeah, as soon as you said, if only there was a tooth that everyone just gets rid of. And I'm like, oh, right. Wisdom
teeth. That one. So it kind of bypasses the question we had with the rats, where it's like, where did you get the tooth germ from? It had to be a donor. You don't need it here. You are your own donor.
Yeah,
exactly. That's why it's called autogenous transplant, because it's from your own body to your own body.
Oh my god,
so
this
cool.
is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if we had like an issue where like little kids were like losing a finger at a young age or something, but they happened to grow a sixth finger when they turned 16 or something.
Useless sixth finger.
Like what?
That one that one that you grow on the side of your neck.
Yeah, and they just pop it off.
Yeah.
If you have a very early loss of your permanent first molar, usually if it's before 16, your third molar, your wisdom tooth, is still just a bud waiting to come out. Or it will have a little bit of its root formed, which was around the age that it was going to come out, but it doesn't because it's stuck there. So you could take out that third molar, the wisdom tooth, remove it from where it is, and place it where it's needed. You could literally just place it. It has
amazing. It's got everything it needs.
Yeah, it's the size, like it's the right size because it is also a molar. It's still growing, so it's gonna grow there. Like if it's needed to. There's some wiggle room there for it to grow properly. The other teeth are still forming around it, so like it's gonna follow harmony, the harmony of the next tooth that are gonna come, you know?
Yeah. Given the way that you've explained this, I almost feel like, how did nobody think of this before?
This study, they've been like there have been papers about it since the 60s.
Oh, okay.
People do this, that this procedure does work. It's simply that people don't do it enough. They just don't talk about it enough. They don't know
Wow.
about it. You know, I only learned about it in my like near my final year of college.
It's so weird, and I wonder if it's like
It's a money thing.
I was gonna say, unfortunately, a capitalism thing with the time and
Yeah.
cost that it would take
Yeah.
to do that.
I'm sure lots of dentists. It's also very cheap. This is gonna something I'm gonna get out also too. It's a very cheap procedure. It's only a money thing in the sense that like, oh, if I don't do this, I can then charge them for the implants, for the dentures. Also, maybe some dentists, because they didn't learn it in college, they feel, oh, I don't know how to do this, so I'm not gonna do it, you know?
Oh,
Or
I see.
I also wonder if it is like a shitty healthcare thing too, because even in
Yep.
countries with single payer healthcare, a lot of the time dental's just not included, and a lot of the time it is just
Yeah.
the preventative stuff that's included, and a lot of the time they're very particular. So I also wonder if that's a factor where if a dentist does that, they're not going to get paid for it essentially too, if it's an insurance thing.
Yeah.
Probably there's a lot of factors. Okay, so yeah, cost effective. I talked to some teachers of mine, and the price comparison from doing this procedure versus implants or dentures, this procedure is around 10 times cheaper.
Whoa.
Wow.
I guess that's true because
Oh my
it's
gosh.
like
You're just
if we're
moving the
cooking,
tooth.
I was
Somewhere
gonna
else.
say, yeah,
Yeah.
if we're cooking, you already have the ingredients at home. You don't have to go buy anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only like cost is just the procedure itself. Just that my teacher, the one that helped me through making this paper, he said it, that he's done this procedure to some patients, and the way that he convinced these patients about the procedure was, I'm gonna do this, and I'm just gonna cost the price of my time. And if anything bad happens to the procedure, I'm gonna give you a discount on your dentures, you know? So
I wish all dentists were doing that kind
yeah.
of stuff.
Yeah.
That just seems like the decent thing.
Yeah,
Yeah,
absolutely.
honestly. So it's very cost effective. It adapts way better because it is your own
Is
tooth.
yours,
Like it
yeah.
doesn't
Yeah.
your body's not gonna reject it. It's your tooth, your body. It's gonna grow the way it's supposed to grow. Now onto the specifics of the procedure. For it to work, the patient has to be taking good care of their teeth because
Sure.
it's you're putting a brand new tooth there that is still growing. If it gets an infection, if something happens while because it's gonna be growing there, like there's still some root to grow when you do the transplant, so you have to be as like you have to be very solid with like how good
Yeah.
you take care of it. So it's literally a second chance to like take care of a new tooth. The new germ after the procedure is very sensitive to the elements, to germs, to food getting in there, that sort
Yeah.
of thing. Like it still has to heal. So also the patient has to keep coming back to the clinic to get some X-rays to see if it's growing properly, see if it maybe needs like a temporary we get it's sort of like braces, except it's just like you just fix like that tooth to the other tooth around it so it
Oh, a
stays
bridge?
there.
Not a
Yeah,
brick.
it's
Kind.
sort of like it's the same thought process, but like
Okay.
you're just like putting some resin like to stick it like to the nearest teeth around it so it stays properly in
Got it.
place in case like that is starting
Like a
to
splint almost, but for your
yeah it is
tooth.
a split that's the exact
Yeah,
word for
like
it. Oh yeah.
if you break your finger, you're gonna tape it to the one next to it so it stays straight, even if that one's not hurt.
So if all those things go correct if it's well taken care of, if it's splinted, if heals properly. This type of procedure, it's said to have between 78 to 96% of success.
That
Wow,
sounds
that's really
really
good.
good.
I don't know what the percentage rate is with most dental stuff, but I think that sounds great.
I mean, yeah, it's because you have to think about the fact that it has to heal in there. Not only has to heal, but it has to grow. So like it can, where it cannot have success is in the sense that if it's done badly, if it gets an infection, that sort of thing, it affects completely the growth of it. Not everybody gonna reject your tooth. It's just that your tooth is not gonna have anywhere to grip onto, and it's just gonna start falling. So like, not gonna heal properly, you know. But like, when it's done properly, it has a really high chance of success. And also, by the way, while the focus is on transplanting of third molars, you technically can transplant any tooth that you have anywhere in your mouth to like other problems. I read of cases where someone lost their canine and they used a premolar to replace it, and they just like shaped the premolar like to have the shape of a
Amazing.
canine. I've heard of cases where some people, they can get extra germs in their mouth that's just either gonna be buds that have to be removed surgically because, you know. So in those cases, you could replace older teeth in your mouth. Like some people can have like, oh, an extra canine buds right here, so we could take this and put it if you
Wow.
lose a canine, that sort of thing, you
It's
know.
like when you get a button-down shirt and it comes with an extra button.
I love that. So it's possible for just any random person, even a fully grown adult potentially, to have just some extra germs in their mouth?
Yeah, you can't have the germs as like, but because like as you age, those germs,
They
they
get
become
resorbed.
into buds. You know, usually they get resorbed.
Oh, I
Sometimes
see.
you get extra numeral teeth, which is your tooth germ that grew, your extra tooth germ. It's gonna try to grow just like a wisdom tooth tries to grow, and it has to be removed surgically from where it is.
Oh, I
So
see.
there's people that get like them like on the roof of the mouth, that sort of thing.
Oh, wow. My
Like a
gosh.
shark. Yeah, honestly.
Cool.
There are also like cases where you can like as an adult do those procedures, but because like, for instance, like if you have your third molar fully grown, like I don't know, 25, and you wanna, oh, it's gonna remove anyway, you can plot it on that. You can do it, but the chances of success get a lot
Lower.
smaller because you don't have like it's already since it's already fully grown, it doesn't have a lot of stem cells in it. So the chances of like the tissues properly healing is smaller. Not super small. It's like some papers say 50, some papers say 60.
That's
But it is
just,
like, yes, yeah, still
that's still
pretty good.
remarkable. Yeah, it's still a remarkable success rate for a fully grown ass adult.
Yeah, that is if you can remove the third molar completely. Like if it's, I don't know, upside down, it gets kind of difficult, but like it is possible. There are also studies on transplanting a tooth from one person to someone else. It has been done. It is possible. I'm not gonna talk about it because it's a mess. Like I read somebody was like, oh, in 1855, the surgeon from Queens, something something, took the tooth from their maid. They're like, I'm not gonna talk about this. I really don't
That's
wanna
a
talk
whole can
about
of
this.
worms.
Yeah,
That's
that's horrible.
an episode of Sawbones.
Yeah. I did have one more question really quick if we still have time for that. What is it about the tissue of our gums that makes it this malleable where you can just kind of remove a tooth, implant it, and the gums will just heal around it and it'll work?
The property of the tissue, the way that I can describe it, it's sort of like the
I know
what's
mucosa, which is the membrane
yeah.
of the wet
What's
parts of people, heals faster too.
when you study it like in a microscope, the mucosa is described as like scales where like instead of being like big structures of cells, it's more like very small structures that like if there's any damage done to them, they just shed. And
Oh,
you
interesting.
change the like when people say, oh, you change all your cells every 7 years, that sort of thing. The cells from your gums and your tongue, that sort of thing, you actually lose them every 2 weeks. So like
Oh,
you're just
wow.
replacing them. They're very replaceable.
Very cool, yeah.
It's a type of structure that replaces itself constantly. That's why like stuff, there are types of tumors that you can get in your mouth, and
Oh,
they're usually
yeah.
like very low risk to like remove them because it's a type of tissue that it's very
Yeah.
malleable, very it heals a lot better. In conclusion, for the thesis, there's a lot of studies into this area that people just don't know about, they don't talk about, and it's right there. People are doing it like all the time. They just don't talk about it. You
It's
know, they
like
don't
the
study
dentistry secret menu.
it.
it.
Yeah.
It's better to take care of the what you have and pay attention to your health and the health of your children. Take them to the dentist properly. Incentivize brushing. Some parents say I've seen some parents talk about teaching brushing when your baby still doesn't have any teeth, so the act of brushing is still incentivized. It's like some parents wait for the teeth to come out, and by that time the children don't have the are not used to it, so they're not gonna brush it properly.
Right.
Personally, for someone who is very good about my dental hygiene at this age, my mom had me teething on a toothbrush before my baby teeth came in, so I was just used to handling one and having it in my mouth. So
That's
I
smart,
was
man.
chewing on a toothbrush, and she would incentivize me by saying, "This one has Barney on it. This one is the
No.
Rugrats." And I was like, "Hell yeah,
Wow.
hell yeah." Don't get me started about when the oh my God, the toothbrushes that would play music in the
Oh,
late
yeah.
90s.
I had a Garfield toothbrush.
Oh, good. That's
Nice.
cool.
Yeah. It was really cool. It was black and green, and it had Garfield holding a
Ooh.
big old slice of pizza on it. It was so cool.
Amazing.
I think that's about it for my presentation. I wanna in my original paper, it didn't come out this way in the actual publishing, but in the original paper, I thanked my study group, but I actually was thinking about the DMV Research Center from the Discord.
Oh, I love that.
I love that.
Yeah,
Well, I give you I
so
if it were up to me, you would get an A in dentist.
yeah, I'd give
Nice.
you an A plus. And as I mentioned at the intro, I'm
Ooh.
a notoriously tough judge of theses.
Yes. She
No,
tore
this
mine.
is really
She
interesting.
tore mine to
Thank
shreds.
you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I sleep with her and I only got a B.
I'm gonna put it in my fridge, the grate.
I love it.
We'll
Yeah,
have to make
this is
you,
really
we'll
interesting.
make you a certificate from Info Dumpy University. You are a certified
Oh, I
dumper.
love that.
The certified dumper.
I love it.
I'm glad you like it.
Yeah,
That
this is
was
really cool. It
informative. I learned a hell of a lot.
Yeah, same. And it
Yeah.
makes me want to like next time I go to the dentist, be like, what are you not telling me,
What are
huh?
you, what's on the
What's
secret
on the secret
menu? What's on the
menu?
secret menu? What other cool shit can you do?
Yeah. And that gets me wondering about other professions too, like hiring an electrician, like, all right, you got some
Yeah.
magic in there?
What's the secret thing you're
Yeah.
not telling
Yeah.
me?
Yeah.
Tell me what you know.
Give me your secrets.
Next year I'm gonna come around and talk about neon Evangelion teeth and like
Honestly, yeah. We'll make it a yearly thing. You come on and talk about anything you want.
the
Doesn't
new
have
teeth
to be two, three.
update.
A new what's new in teeth? Have they added more?
Yeah, new teeth just dropped.
New classes.
New class. Oh, I got my wisdom tooth just came in. It's the one that comes after your wisdom teeth now.
Yeah. No, you take the wisdom tooth, you put it, you get it through dental college, and it comes out as a wizard teeth.
Exactly,
A wizard
yeah.
tooth, yeah. Amazing. I have so many more dental spell slots after this episode.
Amazing.
Hey friends, before I thank our Patreon supporters, I would like to make you all aware of a mutual aid opportunity. If you go to the show details, you will find links for Funds for Wadi. Funds for Wadi runs raffles to earn money for Wadi, who is a young Palestinian man living in Gaza with his family of seven in a tent. And currently, the goal, while it is winter in Gaza, is to get Wadi and his family a new tent to hopefully provide them some protection from the elements. So if you go to the show details, you can find a link to the Funds for Wadi Instagram page where you can participate in the raffle, or there's a direct link to Wadi's Chuffed campaign where you can donate to him and his family directly. And now I'd like to thank our Patreon supporters like Anarchista, Bethany Glass, Carl Brooks, Chamberlain Foreman, Fintago, Dave Perrell, Gus, Helen Clifford, Janice Weston, Kay Genius, Kate Michigoose, Laura Kramer, Lilith Rain, Lutzi, Megan E., Natasha Neves, Nunya B., Percy, Rachel Rachelson, Randy Lovings, and Sewing Seraph. Hey, do you like the stuff we make? Do you want to help us out? You can tell other people about the show. We don't take paid advertisements, and we don't pay for advertisements, so we grow entirely by word of mouth, and that is the most impactful way you can help us, is to tell other people about the show, post about it on the interwebs, post about it in your Discord server, post about it, I don't know, wherever, tell a friend in person, tell your book club, tell your sewing circle, whatever groups you hang in, if you think they'd like info dumpies, tell them about it. Tell them about info dumpies, our ended audio drama, Today's Lucky Winner. Hell, tell them about that too. Any time you can tell people about the shows we make, it helps us expand our reach and helps us get more Patreon supporters, which helps us be able to devote more time to work on making shows, to get better equipment, and it ultimately helps us a great deal. So please tell your friends about info dumpies. Another way you can also help us out is by subscribing on your podcatcher of choice and leaving a cute rating and review or a comment on the episode, because you can do that on Spotify. Leaving a nice rating, a nice review, a nice comment, and subscribing on your podcatcher of choice gets us more action in the algorithms and can help more people get recommended our shows by people who listen to similar shows. So the more action we can get there, the more you help us get more activity in the algorithms, and people can find us on their respective podcatchers. Now, if you're in a place to help us out monetarily, you can find a link to the Mixnomer Patreon page in our show details. Tiers start at just $1. You'll get rewards for any of the Mixnomer stuff we do. So if you started listening to Info Dumpies and then you're like, oh, they make an audio drama, and you went to go listen to Today's Lucky Winner, there's stuff for that too. There's music from everything we do. There are live raw recordings of our audio drama recording sessions for both Today's Lucky Winner and Murphy Bay Magic. Lots of goodies for you to thank you for your support. So if you're in a place to support us monetarily, go check out the show details to get the link to our Patreon page. But that's all I've got for you this time, my friends. Until next time, clever sign off.